Hello, lifebookers from around the world, and welcome to this month's Life Note, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. For April 2020, Character Month. I'm your host, Jordan River, and today's Life Note is Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones, by James Clear, summarized by Lene Lightfoot. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Too often, we convince ourselves that massive success requires massive action. Core concept. We consistently overstate the importance of big, earth-shattering changes and underestimate the importance of tiny incremental ones. Habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. Improving by 1% can be more meaningful over time than the kinds of life-changing transformations that we often dream about. But because it's hard to see the results of those changes while you're making them, it's easy to let good habits slide, and just as easy to let tiny mistakes compound into toxic results. So in order to bring tiny, beneficial, incremental changes about, we need to understand how to build better habits, atomic habits that are the building blocks of a larger, successful system. Clear shares a four-step model of habit building, focusing on cues, cravings, responses, and rewards, and the laws of behavior change that can accumulate into remarkable results. On this Life Note, we'll focus on big thoughts like focus on leveraging tiny atomic habits that will accumulate into systems of change. Goals are overrated. Focus on systems instead. Environment matters more than motivation when it comes to making change. Habit changes begin in decisive moments, and much more. So let's jump into today's first big idea. Focus on learning to leverage tiny atomic habits that will accumulate into systems of change. Atomic habits are tiny, often invisible, repeated actions that accumulate over time to express and perform the person you want to be. Habits are a double-edged sword. Good ones pay off exponentially in the long run, while bad habits accumulate into toxic systems that can take you down. But we are built to run better the more of our actions we can automate. Positive changes happen through the buildup of small repetitions that retrain the brain and body to transform experience and identity over time. They are the foundation for threshold moments when what looks like, from the outside, large changes occur. The challenge is that while you're making incremental changes, you live in the valley of disappointment until you get past the plateau of latent potential. Quote, small changes often appear to make no difference until you cross a critical threshold. The most powerful outcomes of any compounding process are delayed. End quote. The biggest challenge to changing your habits is the nature of time. The results of changes that actually make a difference do not come on the same day you implement the new habit. They build up during a disappointing period when it's easy to give up. Willpower is no match for this disjuncture. What you need is a system for working with habits until you can make it beyond this plateau of latent potential. Goals are overrated. Focus on systems instead. Quote, goal setting suffers from a serious case of survivorship bias. We concentrate on the people who end up winning, the survivors, and mistakenly assume that ambitious goals led to their success while overlooking all of the people who had the same objective but didn't succeed. End quote. Winners and losers have the same goals. And for the winners, even when they reach their goals, it only lasts a moment. Whether you achieve them or not, goals restrict your happiness because they create an either-or mindset. Only if you reach your goal can you be happy. In this way, goals can actually undermine long-term progress. What is more important is a system built of tiny habits that together are the building blocks of remarkable results. You don't rise to the level of your goals, Clear writes. You fall to the levels of your systems. You think you have to achieve certain outcomes in order to be the person you want to be, but that's backwards. You have to begin by changing how you see yourself to get the outcomes you want. Quote, behavior that is incongruent with the self will not last. End quote. Most people try to change habits by focusing on the outcomes they want. The weight lost, the book published, the money made. these outcome-based habits are difficult to maintain when the outcomes come and go. Identity-based habits last forever. Start by focusing on who you want to become instead. This goes for breaking bad habits as well. If you're refusing a cigarette and saying, "No, I'm trying to quit," you're still a smoker. If you say, "No, I'm not a smoker," you've stopped identifying as a smoker. Begin voting with your actions for the identity you want, and the habits can follow. The goal is not to read a book, the goal is to become a reader. The goal is not to run a marathon, the goal is to become a runner. Who are we? We're made of stories about ourselves. And in fact, those stories are built, in part, through our habits. Our identity emerges out of what we do over and over again. When we repeat behaviors, that's who we are. It is there in the word itself, which comes from the Latin essentitis, which means repeated beingness. So you change who you are by telling yourself a new story. I am a writer. And voting with your actions for that to be the story that becomes true. Cue, craving, response, reward. Being a human is about encountering nearly constant change, but the process through which habits are formed never changes. Quote, "Habits are mental shortcuts learned from experience," end quote. The conscious mind is the bottleneck of the brain. We think slowly, focus on one thing at a time. The more processes you can make automatic through repetition, the more you can accomplish and the more deeply you can attend to life. To implement new habits and rewire bad ones, pay attention to their process. Cue, craving, response, and reward. We always move towards reward and away from pain. The cue comes from our external or internal environment. We sense something that tells us there's a reward to be had. The craving emerges then. We want the change in state that some action or thought, the response, will bring about. When we get a change in state, we learn. We learn that particular action brings satisfaction. When an action fails to bring satisfaction, we learn not to repeat it. Creating a good habit, then, means leveraging each of the four stages so your brain will learn to repeat it automatically. Cue, make it obvious. Craving, make it attractive. Response, make it easy. Reward, make it satisfying. Invert those levers to break a bad habit. Cue, make it invisible. Craving, make it unattractive. Response, make it difficult. Reward, make it unsatisfying. To begin creating levers for the four stages of habits you want to focus on, make a habit inventory, tracking what you do repeatedly each day. Score your habits. Become aware of your behavior. And when you decide on the particular habits you want to begin adding to your days, make specific implementation plans for when and where you'll do the things you want to repeat until they become habits. An advanced technique is to use one existing habit as a cue for a new habit, something called habit stacking. For example, you might write down, "After I pour my coffee in the morning, I'll meditate for 1 minute." And when you begin a new habit, make it easy. Commit to meditating for 1 minute, not 10, and definitely not an hour. You can also use temptation bundling to make new habits more attractive. Find ways to do a favorite activity at the same time as you forge a new habit. Environment matters more than motivation when it comes to making change. Quote, "Environment is the invisible hand that shapes human behavior," end quote. If you want a habit to become real in your life, make cues part of your environment. Create multiple cues. Don't live in a world created for you by others. Alter the spaces where you live and work to surround yourself with positive cues and eliminate negative ones. Cues aren't merely objects. As humans, we build relationships with objects, spaces, experiences, rituals, and it's the relationships that determine how we continue to act in those contexts. Science shows that people who succeed at achieving goals are ones who need to employ the least self-control, but who choose the best environments for change. Clear writes, quote, "To put it bluntly, I have never seen someone consistently stick to the positive habits in a negative environment," end quote. The good news about the power of context is that we are so sensitive to it that we can, in fact, retrain how we act through altering our environments. Of course, the humans around us are a crucial part of that environment. Our earliest habits aren't chosen, but learned from our family, and all day long, we imitate the habits of our friends. Imitating habits of people in groups in which we want to belong is one of the strongest indicators of habit change. Leverage your longing to belong in a group to create a human environment that will motivate you to repeat the actions that will become your atomic habits. Use your physical and human environment to create paths of least resistance toward good habits and to make it difficult to carry out bad ones. Cravings come from underlying evolutionary motivations about energy, food and water, love, bonding, approval, and the reduction of uncertainty. Understand cravings and you can conquer bad habits. Quote, "Your habits are modern-day solutions to ancient desires," end quote. Make bad habits unattractive by understanding that the cravings that motivate them are ancient, deep, and not about the particular thing that you're craving. Your evolutionary craving for food is not actually for that pint of ice cream. You're predicting a result, sustenance, but it's actually the prediction that gives you the feeling of satisfaction, not the ice cream itself. If you can shift the attractiveness to the benefits of avoiding the ice cream, you can get that same feeling through an entirely different action. Create motivation rituals by doing something you enjoy right before a difficult habit or instead of a bad habit that you're trying to avoid. Habit changes begin in decisive moments. Focus on the on-ramp. Quote, "Many habits occur at decisive moments, choices that are like a fork in the road, and either send you in the direction of a productive day or an unproductive one," end quote. One bad choice leads to another, which spirals into a catastrophe. Good habits work in the same way. It's beginning each one that's the challenge, but there is a momentum to them. When you begin to vote for your identity through your actions, they accumulate into good days and a good life. Focus on the decisive actions that get you in the door. Combat procrastination by committing yourself to new habits that are only a minute or two long. Easy. Focus on showing up. In fact, if you can do that, you'll find yourself doing more than you expect. Study your habits until you find ways to make the good ones inevitable and the bad ones impossible. Habit change is a way of hacking our evolutionary problem, time inconsistency. Our brains mis-evaluate rewards, counting the present as more important than the future. But this is how we are. We are wired for instant gratification. Once you accept this, you might as well give up on willpower, which will never be strong enough to conquer biology. What is strong enough is that mechanism of gratification itself. Find ways to make tough new habits gratifying, and you will repeat them. For some, tracking habits can itself be satisfying. Measuring your progress can be very pleasurable. Practice the Goldilocks rule. Focus on changes that you've got a good chance of succeeding at. Not too hard, not too easy, just right. Quote, "The human brain loves a challenge, but only if it's within an optimal zone of difficulty," end quote. In the end, be kind to yourself. Choose habits that you have a chance of succeeding at. Humans experience peak motivation when working towards the edge of their current abilities. Science shows we achieve flow state when we're working approximately 4% beyond our current abilities. When we're not out beyond what we can do already, we become bored and lose alertness. Too difficult, however, and we freeze. Practice that principle again and again. It's about knowing yourself and building awareness. And transform the way you think about success. It's not a line to cross out there in the distance somewhere. If it were, once you crossed it, you'd be done. It's the system you are in, which is your life. When you continue to practice awareness, change, and 1% improvements without ceasing, the changes in your life will far exceed the goals you can now conceive. I want to thank you for spending this time with me. I hope you found this life note to be powerful and inspiring. I can't wait to bring you more powerful content next month. If you want to learn more about Atomic Habits, go to jamesclear.com. Until next time, I want to wish you the best of luck in crafting your life vision. I'll see you next month to bring you another life note, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. Take care, all you life bookers. Have an extraordinary day out there. Bye-bye.